Today is Maundy Thursday. The word sounds a bit strange. Like most sermons begin, I will define it. The word Maundy is derived from a Latin word called mandane, meaning mandate or command. I believe this stems from Jesus' words in John 13 that was just read. A new commandment I give unto you, love one another as I have loved you. So what is our mandate on this day? It is to love one another. Many of us associate Maundy Thursday with the stories of the Last Supper, of Jesus instructing his disciples to remember him, washing his followers' feet. However, I also believe there is much more to that. The beginning of today's gospel tells us that Jesus was aware that his end was before him. He knew that he was going to die on the cross the next day. In preparing for this sermon, I thought to myself, what if I was to die tomorrow and was not there tomorrow? I was to die tomorrow, okay? I kept wondering what I would do in the last few hours that was left for me on earth. Many things came to my mind. I would try to make things easier for my wife, Shereen, and my two sons, Jonathan and Joshua. Shereen is not very computer savvy, so I would teach her how to pay all the bills online, which I normally do. Then I would also tell her about the insurance policies and my pension plan I have, and where I kept important documentation, which I always put off to tell her. Then I realized that she can figure all this out eventually. So finally, after several iterations, I decided that I would spend a quiet time with my family, cherishing every moment. Maybe go for a hike on shoreline, which we all enjoy. In fact, Jesus did just that. He decided to spend time with the people he loved very much. Jesus turned water into wine, eloquently preached the Sermon on the Mount, revived the sick, and even raised people from the dead, healed the paralyzed, fed a multitude of people, walked on water, stopped a raging storm. He did not want to repeat any of these in a grander way or a bigger scale. Instead, Jesus decided to love his friends by doing the simplest thing anyone can ever do, just wash their feet. Washing feet is not miraculous, nor is it an exciting thing to do. But it's a simple act of kindness. Jesus took a towel, water, and a basin, and he began to wash the feet of those whom he loved very much. Jesus was preparing to die the next day. He stood before his friends, his followers. He did not want any attention to himself. He did not want to tell his disciples to prepare his body for death. Instead, Jesus prepared the bodies of the living who will continue to walk this earth long after his death and resurrection. This night in the life of Jesus was an exciting one, but also of sadness. He had dinner with his friends, perhaps a few farewell speeches, washed his disciples' feet, experienced tiredness, felt sleepy, betrayal, violence, isolation, and abandonment. This night was also a night of sweetness and fellowship, a night of division and also coming together, and at the same time tearing apart. All this happening in a course of a few hours. Maundy Thursday, in a sense, is the beginning and the end. Jesus said farewell to his disciples and gave them instructions how to continue in his absence. It was the last occasion for Jesus to tell them his important message of love and to show them what he meant, love one another. The story is not complete unless we know the events that follow, Good Friday and the triumph of the joyful Easter Sunday. These events must be considered as a whole to make sense. Many times we think to show love to some person and we need to do some active tasks like feeding, clothing, visiting, washing people's feet and something like that. These are important and God-filled moments and things to do. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was facing the loneliest and the difficult time in his life. Here, Jesus requested his disciples to do something for him. There are a few instances in the Bible where Jesus asks people to do something for him. He told them, "Watch with me for a little while." He did not tell them to sing or talk or keep guard or fight. He just told them to be awake and be present with him. This is a ministry of presence, just being with someone in need. As we walk through our Christian life, we are mandated by Jesus to love. In today's gospel, Jesus says, "By this everyone would know you are my disciples, if you love one another." Unquote. The world will know we are Christians, not from the church we attend, or our religious affiliation, or the riches, but by our love we show one another here at church and outside the church. The homeless, the refugees, the families that live in vehicles, the sick, the lonely youth, and the abandoned children. Many times, love means just being present with the person in need. Amen.